Dancing snowflakes and a Technicolor light show flooded Beijing's Bird's Nest Stadium as the city said goodbye to the 2022 Winter Olympics. China's President Xi Jinping presided over Sunday evening's closing ceremony, while Olympians paraded through the stadium to the tune of Beethoven's Ode to Joy. The head of the International Olympic Committee commended the athletes for displaying a spirit of unity.
May the political leaders around the world be inspired by your example of solidarity and peace.
After 2 weeks of intense competition, Norway topped the medal tally with 16 golds. German athletes went home with 12, and host nation China won 9, its highest gold medal count at any Winter Games. 17-year-old snowboarder Su Yiming catapulted to fame by winning both gold and silver.
I was so happy that I was able to accomplish the goals and the challenges I set for myself. The Winter Olympics are filled with the best athletes in the world.
But not all medal winners went home with their prize. Figure skating teams from Russia, the United States and Japan must wait for the results of a doping investigation into Kamila Valieva, an inquiry which could take months.
The medal ceremony for the figure skating team competition has been suspended. Therefore, our athletes are not able to bring the medals back to Japan, which I think is a shame.
The 15-year-old Russian gold medal favorite was allowed to continue competing despite testing positive for a banned substance. Her final performance ended in stumbles, tears, and a cold reception by her coaches. For many, the Kamila Valieva doping scandal has tarnished the image and credibility of the Olympics. Many athletes have criticized the organizers for failing to catch the Russian's positive test before the Games and the subsequent decision to allow her to compete. Organizers have downplayed the scandal, hailing the event a success, especially in controlling COVID-19 infections. Thousands of foreign participants were kept separate from the Chinese public. Inside the bubble, around 450 positive tests for the virus, including athletes who were forced to withdraw from competition. Many will be relieved to end their time under strict pandemic controls. From here, the Winter Olympics head to Milan Cortina in Italy in 4 years' time. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.